The project was approved after years of negotiation and lawsuits, and even an admonishment from the state legislature for the parties to work together. Even though the Park City Council approved the final plat, they did so reluctantly. Now, attorney and partner in the project, Greg Erickson, says he's ready to move forward on the first phase of the project, estimated to cost some $31 million.
We certainly care what the council thinks about it, but pursuant to our approvals, yeah, we're moving forward.
Pursuant to the development agreement, the soundstage will be the first building to be constructed, which allows for a 60-foot tall building. The non-studio buildings can go up to 40 feet. All of the tallest buildings will have to be at least 150 feet setback from Highway 248.
Well, there's three phases. There's what we call the studio core, which will include pre-production and post-production. And we'll also have state-of-the-art virtual stages. And then there'll be a support retail, and then there'll also be support lodging. So there'll be three phases. Exactly how many buildings? I haven't counted those recently, but certainly they're available for review pursuant to our approvals and out in the public.
The project's contractor, Sahara Incorporated, assures him that the first studio will be open by the end of the year.
I've always told them I wanted it to be fall, and about a week ago I asked the contractor if he was on schedule to do that, and they said yes. So I'm optimistic. Obviously, if I could build it, it would be sooner, but because it's been a long process and we're anxious to get going and get under operation.
At one point, Erickson had a few films interested in using the new facilities. He says one has been delayed, but there are other possibilities.
There are definitely two or three films in the wings, and I can't comment any more on that, but I think the community are going to be pleasantly surprised.
Erickson says while he has investors in the project, he's personally online for the $31 million first phase.
We have some investors, and but I've got to tell you, I'm front and center, so and willing to take the risk because I think based on our business model and based on our planning and strategy, I think we're going to be fine.
While the city council may not like the project, he says it has a number of economic benefits that he thinks the city will come to love.
It provides what people have been talking about for years, and that's a second industry that is compatible with what Park City does and what Park City is. And certainly the Sundance Film Festival and over the years, Touched by an Angel and other media and motion picture and television have been shot. So I think it definitely is, and I think it's going to be a great second industry.
As for creating new jobs, he wouldn't say, but says that there will be a number of temporary jobs, many coming from out of area.
I just don't want to comment on that right now. Obviously, if we get a major network television show that we're talking to right now, it could be up to 150.
Unlike any other development in Park City, Park City Film Studios was not required to provide affordable housing or to pay an in-lieu fee. Erickson says those who do work at Park City Film Studios will be temporary in nature and will help fill empty hotel rooms and condominiums.
I don't know that we got out of it. I mean, we certainly are engaged in solving any issues as far as housing, and that's part of our plan.
What do you mean it's part of your plan? It sounds like you don't have to build any.
Well, we don't have to build any on the studio side. That's correct. But because most of our business and clients will be temporary, it would seem that the hotels and some of the condo owners would be overjoyed, which many have told me that they are. So I think that's certainly a viable solution.
His message to those who still don't like the project, be patient.
If anybody looks into it, we've been respectful to the community. We've been doing everything that we can to do things right, be compatible, be good neighbors, and to do a good job that everybody will be proud of. We can't please everybody, and I'm sure there'll be some that continue to be not happy, but the report I got back was the council vote was unanimous. They may have expressed some concerns over a few things, but I've heard that most people that I talk to are very supportive.
That's Park City Film Studios developer Greg Erickson. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.